Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pizza Time Podcast. My name is Steven.
Oh, and I'm Henry. What's up, y'all?
Alrighty, cool. Well, we're here today to talk about some Star Wars news.
Yeah. What sorry for our small hiatus. We've been busy.
Oh, yeah. We've been dealing with stuff, so.
Were you just touching your crotch?
No, I was itching it.
Give me one.
Man problems.
Yeah.
But yeah, after our, I think, what, 2 weeks?
It's been... I don't know.
It's been...
Keep talking.
It's been a while. But yeah, after our small hiatus, we're back with some Star Wars news before...
Almost 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks.
April 12th was the last one.
With some Star Wars news and some small Avengers stuff. But hopefully we'll have another episode out this week with some Avengers details. And we also have some news at the end of this this episode, but we'll get to that in a bit. But, Steven, do you have any news? Video game-wise or any other type of,
Anthem sucks. Okay. The whole world's, going crazy over, the Joker trailer. I don't know.
Pretty good.
The Joker trailer is pretty cool, though. I think we talked about that last time, too.
Also, the Gotham's ending. I'm depressed. Man. But it looks like it's gonna be hella good, because they're gonna do a time jump, I believe, a 10-year time jump. And it looks pretty cool. I'm actually really interested. Me and Johan, who watch it avidly, might talk about it a little later. But yeah, I am very excited for that. The images and the promos for the last episode look really cool. Hopefully the bat suit isn't some generic CW crap.
It's probably gonna be that.
Actually, well, I don't know. From like some of the stuff, people say it looks good.
Just like generic Superman.
Oh,
it's just red and blue.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Well, let me think.
As long as it's not leather.
PS5. They got some news. They basically
indulge us.
They basically just told us that it's coming out, and it's gonna be cool. Already running 8K, but nobody has even 4K TVs yet. But they're wanting to run 8K, and then they're running a new SSD that's supposedly. So they did a demo test on Spider-Man where it took like 15 seconds to load up a portion of the map or something, and this one it took like 0.8 seconds.
Damn.
So like games are, they're going to be loading up super quick, and that's basically it. The PS5 was the biggest news. So Xbox better get their game up, because they're back in.
I don't think we need to. We're already pretty good right now.
Xbox?
Bro.
Man, Xbox sucks, dude. So
don't get me started right now.
On Xbox second? Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Xbox being the greatest console of all time.
Yeah, the original, you're right.
I'm not even arguing on that. That's actually factual. But yeah, let's see what else we got. We got like 3 days left until Endgame?
No, Infinity War.
Infinity War, yeah.
Infinity War
going
Part
back
3.
In time.
Man, there's theories on that. Where people are saying that they're going to go back in time and certain things are going to come out from that.
Like, I am genuinely excited, and I wanted to have a whole episode about theories.
Yeah. No, so. I think later on you'll be doing one, but it'll be super cool. What's it called? There was a theory, or it's more of the having fun 3 hours. I wish it would be longer. I think one of the guys said it was supposedly they wanted it to be longer too.
I would be down for all of it.
It'd be super exciting.
I'll bring my own cup, because you know what I'm gonna be doing. I'm not getting up.
I'll bring two cups.
Oh yeah.
One to drink it, and when I pee it out again, then drink that one. So I never run out of fluid.
We stay hydrated up in here.
That'd be pretty nasty.
I mean, for that, I would.
There's a video game news of 30 years old of Game Boy, Nintendo Game Boy. I just looked it up and it came up. So, yay, the 30-year-old Game Boy. But what else you got of news? I know Star Wars just got its awesome trailer.
It got its official name, and a favorite is back.
I don't know. I don't really like the name. It hasn't grown on me yet.
I feel... Because you realize all the other ones were kind of... I wouldn't say generic, but they didn't really have... I don't know how to say it.
Force Awakens was pretty cool. That sounds neat. The Force Awakens.
I mean, yeah, but again, not all the names were great.
But also, The Last Jedi sounds cool,
too. The Last Jedi sounded dope.
But it was the worst one.
I mean, but then remember, there was Attack of the Clones.
I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
For a kid, but now when you're older, you're like...
It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
What are they attacking?
Are they attacking robots?
I mean...
About taxes?
That's how they could have just put... I would have just named it Clone War. Or something like that.
Yeah. That's why they named the animated series Clone Wars. They were like, what if we just... Why is it Attack of the Clones? It's retards. They don't know how to freaking name things, so... But... What is your favorite title for a Star Wars movie? Like, out of all the movies that we've had? Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. I don't know why. It just...
But why? How does that even make sense in that game? I mean, in the movie.
Well, because think about it. The Sith came back, and they had their revenge against the Jedi. Do you not remember episode one, this one line Darth Maul had?
I don't even remember him speaking.
He had one line. He's like, at last we will have our revenge.
So Darth Maul predicted...
Darth Maul predicted the name, bro.
Dude, that's why he's freaking amazing. Too bad he died. Air quotations.
But yeah, no. But also, there's been a pattern that every third movie starts with an R. Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith.
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Rise of Skywalker.
And every first movie is the Phantom Menace. Actually,
it's A New Hope.
A New Hope.
The Phantom Menace.
And then...
The Force Awakens.
Well, it starts there.
The.
And then the second one is what?
Attack,
and then the second
the
one...
The Last Jedi and Empire... No. Okay, I think it was only for the third.
No. Nah, never mind. It was only for the first and third.
But, yeah. So, let's get on to it with the Star Wars news. Your hamster is just spazzing.
She's, dancing over there. She needs to calm down. But yeah, Star Wars news, what you got?
Well, in your area, the video game stuff, Fallen Order.
Dude.
I am actually excited for that. I
already pre-ordered it.
I am, I was like, there hasn't been, a single-player Star Wars game in a good minute.
Yeah. Battlefront 2.
don't make fun of it. I love that game.
You played as a female, too. Not that anything's wrong with that.
Well, alright, a solely single-player Star Wars game. Since, The Force... Oh, no, I was about to say... Was it The Force? No, not The
Force. The Force Awakens. Force Unleashed.
The Force Unleashed, yeah.
I mean, have you ever played any of the Old Republic games?
Back in the day.
They're pretty cool.
I was crap, because I'm never good on PC.
Well, no, it was on Xbox.
I played it on PC, though.
Whoa. Pretty high-tech there.
Darn straight. Dude, I got that nerd card, bro.
What about the Game Boy games that came out for Star Wars? What about the Lego games?
Oh my god, do you remember Lego Star Wars? No, Episode 3.
Yeah.
I had it on the DS. No, yeah. Not the DS. The
Game Boy.
The Game Boy.
The flip.
The Advance, yeah.
Yeah.
Or XP, I don't know what it was. One of those.
The SP.
Yeah, I stole it from Johan.
Yeah. Freak Johan.
Good stuff.
Was it blue?
Yes!
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Everybody always had a blue one. I had the black one. So that was.
Oh, you were cool?
Rebellious. And I had the new LCD screen, my screen never died on me. Oh, actually, it died more, because the battery would drain more of it.
I see. No, I remember mine was, I stole it from Johan. He left it in, my mom's car or something when we were,
Did he have a sticker on it?
Yeah.
Dude, everyone put their freaking stickers on the
poor Game
Boys.
I forget what he put, though. I think he put, some type of Sonic thing or something stupid. I took it off.
Something dumb.
So when he was like, is that mine? I'm like, no, yours had a sticker.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
And they bought him another one. But yeah, I took the sticker off and then I put my own.
Yeah.
So,
there we go.
I put Batman on it.
That game was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I played that game. I finished it so many times.
Yeah.
It was also the only game I had because my parents wouldn't buy me a video game.
Was it the original trilogy?
Revenge of the Sith.
It was just that one?
It was just that. It's the only game I had. I had to steal other games. I mean, I had to...
But it wasn't Lego, though, right?
I had that on GameCube.
Okay. No, but I'm saying, the one on Game Boy, it wasn't the Lego. So it was just...
It was just
Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Yeah. Okay, that game was all right. I mean,
I love it.
Especially on Game Boy, I don't know.
There was a controversy because technically the game came out a day before the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally the walkthrough of the movie.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, that would have...
If you bought the video game and you hadn't watched the movie, you just watched the movie.
That's pretty cool. And usually they release games... Well, back then, they used to release them usually on Tuesday. So the movie came out on Friday. So people would play the whole game and then they watch it and be like, I already saw all these scenes.
Order 66.
What that? So,
but yeah,
that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. It's a little fun fact.
Yeah,
need to.
Fun facts, we have them. But yeah, so Jedi or Star Wars Fallen Order, the homie from Gotham is the main Jedi.
Joker dude, you were telling me.
Yeah, and you don't like him.
I don't like him. He looked okay in the game, but I don't like him in real life. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Also, for me, it's when he was talking about the Star Wars stuff. I don't know why. If you take it too serious, I don't know. He sounded too professional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to him talk. He's like...
He's no Jason Momoa.
Yeah, exactly. I like my... I want to have be able to have a beer. Not... This guy sounds like I have to have Chardonnay with
him. Yeah, exactly.
Or a mimosa. But I want a Momoa.
But, but I want a Momoa.
yeah, but no... bro. It sounded... He was just like... He didn't sound like... I don't know. Maybe it's just me, because if I wasn't put in that position, I'd be like, holy f-.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I'm a fucking Jedi!
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's the... It's that, but he was like, oh, it's been my childhood dream, you know, it's
is
great.
Isn't he British?
No, he's American.
He's just American?
He's a ginger.
Nice. So he has no soul. So when he was in his interview, he was like, yes, my dream...
Oh, wait, he wasn't British. We're offending our, like, three British listeners.
Do we have any Europeans?
I don't know.
I think we do.
We have Italians, apparently.
We do. They're pretty cool.
Grazie, mis hermanos.
Hello. Greetings from Bulgaria.
I was doing a jig. But, yeah, so that's exciting news. I hope it lives up to the hype.
I hope you buy it on PS4.
What is that? I'm sorry, I have an Xbox One.
You have an X-Bone?
I'll bone you. Bruh.
Beep.
It's like, edit that out. Or don't.
No, I'm not going to. I'm gonna keep
but anyways. Oh god, I was going to go deeper into that joke, but I'm going to chill. okay, so there's that. There was the announcement of... the Clone Wars, the TV show.
Mandalorian.
I was about to get to that.
I'm sorry.
Talk about that one
No,
first.
I thought that was it.
No, well, yeah, the Clone Wars. Let's talk about, yeah, the Mandalorian. Holy hell.
Which has none of the Boba Fett or Jango
Fett.
It doesn't.
It so, kind of makes it. So well, no.
What the hell is the point of watching
it? The thing is, my guess is...
Sabine? Mm. Not your sister. But,
I know.
But
the cartoon.
Yeah. Why would you say mm?
To because the cart... Never mind. I said nothing. Anyways, My theory is that, like, as the season, like, the season finale is gonna be like Boba Fett showing up out of nowhere. Yeah. I don't know why. I want
is it
that
before
to
or after?
It's after.
After episode 4?
It's after episode 6. It's 5 years after episode 6.
He's not gonna show up.
He's gonna show up.
He's been dead.
He's not dead.
He died.
He's
he
got not
eaten
dead
by a blind man who hit him with a stick.
He is not dead.
Boba Fett.
Boba where?
Boba Fett. Boom. Yeah, the stupid what's that scream called?
The Wilhelm.
Yeah, the Wilhelm. And then he freaking smacks and then gets eaten. Remember, canon.
I really hate it because if y'all really knew me, Boba Fett is like one of my favorite characters.
He has it
of all
over his cards.
I have a bobblehead. I have like the scent thing.
Did you find your car all messed up?
At the thing, yeah. I was wondering who. Because I was like, all right, I parked here, and no one likes me anymore. Who would do this to me?
I was like, Melanie, is this Henry's car? And she was like, I don't know. Does it have Boba Fett on it? And I look into the dash, and I was like, it's filled with Boba Fett. And I was like, yeah, this is his. Bloop. I moved all of his windshield wipers and left it over.
No, and then I'm driving. I fixed that, and then I'm driving, and it's pouring, by the way. And I'm like, why can't I see anyone but this motherfucker? He put my windows or my mirrors in, and I'm like, I can't see crap. And the worst part is, so my window doesn't work.
Oh no, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I know. No,
I said you would have moved everything back.
I didn't. The thing is, I didn't realize it because remember it was raining. So I was
it
like,
it didn't even rain yet.
It had afterwards.
Oh yeah, you were later.
Yeah, I got out later.
You're right.
So it started raining. And I fixed the windshield wipers.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh crap, it's raining. I'm gonna get back in my car. Man. I got back in my car, and then again, I'm out of light, and I'm like, I can't see behind me.
I can't see anything.
And then I'm like, this
the back one I couldn't take out. That's what made me sad.
Good. I think I broke it actually.
That was the only one that I tried lifting and it went boom. It just went back and I was like, good car.
But yeah, no, so my sister got the one on the passenger, and then I kept trying to put one. I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah.
So I had to like open the door And I didn't want to get out because it was raining. So I went like, it was like the most retarded looking thing.
I'm sorry. I thought it was just going
to be. So I was like, I kept thinking, who the hell could it be?
That probably the whole weekend, you were probably like, someone's out to get me.
Like, as my sister, I was like, who the hell was it? Because, again, no one, I don't associate with anyone anymore.
Yeah.
That makes me sound so antisocial.
Yeah, it does.
No, I mean.
Oh, we talk to everyone. Huh?
I am. We love so everyone. Friendly to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Shout outs to Flip and Reverse It. We're really nice.
Our friends in Montana. But no, but yeah, so anyways, the culprits that usually would do it, I haven't talked to in a good minute, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Then you weren't expecting your dear friend to.
Yeah.
Well, you should expect that from me because I always do it,
though. Yeah, but the thing is, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, you're right.
Because also, I saw your brother and I'm like, yo, where's Steven? He's like, oh, he left like a while ago. I'm like,
so I was there.
The hell?
That means I was there.
Yeah, but I didn't know you went to the park.
Or where I had to park there because.
I didn't know you parked there.
I didn't know you parked there. And then when I see your car, I was like,
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Oh, but interesting night.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, anyways,
go back
to what?
Back to what we're saying, The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I actually really like the armor. Because it's not like the stereotypical like Jango and Boba armor. It's like kind of.
It's a woolly mammoth.
It looks like a hunter.
No, it looks like a woolly mammoth. It looks like the mammoth from Ice Age.
What was his name? Like Greg? I don't know.
His name's like Ted or something. Light.
I don't remember. It was something.
I'm going to look it up. Keep talking.
But yeah, so the armor looks really dope. The storyline is that. It's not Boba or Jango, but it's another bounty hunter, which is awesome.
I think it's like Marlin. Keep going. I'm sorry.
It's like, now I'm trying to think about it. But yeah, so, and the behind-the-scenes footage that they showed IG-88, or, well...
Manfred.
Manfred?
That's what it says.
That is hilarious.
I didn't know his name was Manfred.
Well, we knew he had a basic part of the name, Fred.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your name, Manfred?
Oh, Josh Peck was Eddie? Whoa.
What?
In Ice Age 3. This cast is
That's
pretty
a
good.
Random Jennifer cast. Lopez? Jennifer Lopez? Well,
Drake's in this movie?
Oh, in the last one, they had like a bunch of celebrities.
Holy crap, they did.
But it was the worst one.
Yeah, but it made a ton of money, probably.
Probably. I mean,
or maybe they went bankrupt and they stopped making Ice Age because they paid so much money to all these freaking actors.
Probably. The first two were great, but then they started getting weird.
Yeah, I just like the first one, to be honest. Anyways, Mandalorian armor is what Manfred used to wear, so.
Yes, it's the dude from Narcos and Game of Thrones. Pedro Pascal.
Cassian?
No. Wow, you racist.
No.
Just because he's Hispanic.
No, but he would be a great actor. I'd love to see him in that show.
You think about it, though. He's dead.
I know, but...
Oh, spoiler alert.
if anyone's seen
Rogue One that came out 4 years ago.
Did Rogue One really come out 4 years ago?
Pretty sure. 2015, right?
No.
No, I wasn't in high school. I think we graduated. 2017? 16.
I spelled Rogue wrong. I want to say it came out like 2 years ago.
My stomach's
2016.
Oh, so 3 years ago?
Yeah. Well, it came out like in December. So it was basically 2017.
So, 2 years. 2.5 years ago.
Bro, so. I know my time, bro.
Whatever. What were we saying? Oh, yeah, so Pedro Pascal. I like his work, you know? I like him as an actor, even though he got, like... Have you seen how he dies on Game of Thrones?
No, I haven't seen
Oh, my God.
Did he get beheaded?
No.
Gets raped? Oh, his eyeballs? He gets Kratos?
You know, have you ever seen do you know the mountain? The really big dude from Game of Thrones?
Momoa.
No, not Momoa. He doesn't Momoa him.
Oh, man. Well, no, I don't know.
But this dude's literally called The Mountain.
So, Madison?
Oh, God. We'll see if I can find it.
Oh, okay. No, in Kratos, God of War 3, there was when Kratos killed Poseidon, he did the same thing where he sticks his thumbs in his eyeballs and he goes, "No, I will kill you!" And he grabs his head and he goes, "Whoop!" And you press R3 and L3 and he does this, "Whoop!" And you hear the crunch in his eyes and he goes, "Ah!" And then he cracks his head and he tosses him off a mountain. That was a good game. Came out in 2009, I think. It's old. Stop it, Hammy. What are you doing? But yeah, big dude killing other dude.
Like,
sounds like Game of Thrones.
It was games. Vicious. Hold up. I think I got it right here.
Oh, the video?
Yeah.
Nice. Play for the audience.
Just watch it. But anyways, so I really like his work. And again, another Hispanic in the Star Wars universe. So I obviously stan a king. Oh, dang, you get into it?
I already saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right?
He's getting... I like how the midget's just looking at him.
Yep.
Holy crap, he's that strong? He just popped his... Spoiler alert. Head.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Right?
Dude, how do you pop his head? That must be... That was hurt his hands. You know, bone? Bone fragments in his hands? Dude, that would suck, man.
You know what the irony is?
What?
He actually died? The midget told him to wear a helmet.
Oh, man. Freaking idiot.
Anyways.
You mean, what's his name from...
The elf?
No, not the elf.
The dwarf?
He was the one that's, makes the...
He was a dwarf.
I know, but what's his title?
I don't know.
It's like, the Forger or
forger,
something?
Yeah, something like that.
Something cool.
But yeah, so, I'm excited for that. Mandalorian, we're trying to get back on
some... Yeah, sorry.
I'm really excited for it. The cast looks really cool. They got the dude from the Rocky movies. What was his name? The original Creed.
What's his name?
Carl Weathers, I think?
Yeah.
Carl Weathers. And you remember Angel from Deadpool?
Yes.
Giancarlo?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got her.
Okay, cool.
And a few other people. It seems good. Taika Waititi's going to direct a few episodes, so I'm excited about that.
I like his last name.
Waititi. And then, yeah. And so, again, very excited. As a guy that loves Boba and Jango and the whole Mandalorian lore.
A little too much. To be honest with you.
Again?
A little too much.
I will get into my love for them later on, but...
I should have wore a Boba Fett.
I was actually wearing that at work today.
Boba Fett shirt. Oh, you were?
I'm not even lying to you. Okay. You know the one I got with him, like, just a full-on Boba right there?
Yes.
Yeah, I was wearing that under my uniform.
You know I got a signed copy of Boba Fett's soundtrack from the guy who played as Boba Fett.
What? Well, I got a signed picture from... both actors.
I was just trying to make you laugh.
Yeah. I saw that didn't make sense.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a soundtrack. It's also a Christmas soundtrack.
Whatever. Also, in Star Wars Celebration, I could have gone for any signatures that I could afford. Under $50.
Nice.
And I chose the Fets because they were $35 each.
Wow.
Do you know how much Hayden Christensen was?
$2,000.
$150. For an autograph.
That's not bad. But still, like... Just imagine, like,
and Mark Hamill, like, same thing.
Oh, Mark Hamill, nah, trash.
Wow,
trash.
No,
trash,
but Joker. But it was funny. You know who else? They had like the most random characters there too at the panels and stuff. It was like them, and then they had like the dude that operated the Jabba robot.
Oh, really?
They had him.
That's pretty cool.
And they had like the voice of General Grievous.
Ooh, that's
pretty cool. Was like $15.
He was like, oh man, poor guy.
Yeah.
He made some bank, though.
You always make some money.
You got 200 people, $15. It's not bad.
It's not.
That's money.
And then also, and that's just the signature. You could get pictures with these people.
And it's like $60 or $80
yeah,
each.
Yeah, the pictures were $60.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Hurt my heart. But yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I was so broke that weekend. I didn't eat.
It's pretty bad.
Dude, like the whole day. So I got there at 4 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I got there at 3:30, waited in line for like an hour, which was a mile long, by the way.
Sounds like Dragon Con.
Yeah. And I had to wait there all morning. I didn't have any food. All the money I had, I was like, all right, I'm going to spend it on something smart. I didn't eat from 4 to 8.
Nice. So, wait, 8 to in the morning or afternoon?
In the afternoon. Because,
8 p.m.? Wow.
Yeah, cause so like the thing ended like at around 5 or 6.
But there was like after shows and stuff.
And also everyone had to like pan out.
Yeah.
And then I had to look for my ride. I went alone.
Dang. Yeah. Somebody should have went. No. That person should have went. You know who we're talking about. Starts with a J.
Yeah.
He's the one. He didn't even show up today.
Yeah, what a bum. Anyways. Yeah, that was one of my lowest like nerdy moments.
Nah, it's not that low. Well, I mean, I've been to Dragon Con like three times, so.
Did you go alone?
Maybe.
I was in Orlando, Florida alone.
Did you get a hotel?
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, I mean, I had my friend with me, but he didn't go to the convention because he doesn't like Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, okay, now I remember.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah, he's a noob too.
Yeah. We'll leave that for now. That's a whole other conversation. But yeah, so. Yeah, so that was my. I had to, like, damn, I'm really out. And it was awkward because I had to ask random people for to take pictures of me.
Yeah.
With, like, things.
Hey, could you take a picture of me? I'm trying to pay this guy to please. And they're like, go away, dude.
And or most of my pictures were selfies.
Yeah.
So there was, like, a bunch of cosplayers and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, can I get a picture? They're like, yeah, sure. And I think they were expecting me to give it to someone, yeah. And then I'm just like, selfie mode. Yeah, they're like, yeah. Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, okay. That makes more sense now. So everybody that I've been to at, what's it called, Dragon Con, when they're like, hey, can I take a picture? I'm like, yeah. So they either take a picture, well, they're like, just stand there. They take a picture of me because I dress up. Or they come up to me and they do that. So now I know that they're alone.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I feel bad for them now. Because now I want to give them a hug. Next time I see them, they're doing like a selfie. I'll be like, I'll take the selfie for you. So their arm must hurt.
Yeah.
They've been doing that all day.
Shut up. It feels so awkward, man. I mean, I made a group of friends towards the end.
Yeah.
But and like for like an hour.
Any blue girls? The same line. Any blue girls? Like that girl that got killed in episode 3? Issue order number 6.
Oh, you mean Ayla Sakura? There was actually a few.
Oh, really? That's cool.
But no, there was.
Did they die?
Yes, it was tragic. But there was like a lot of times I wanted to take pictures with people, and I'm just like too nervous because I'm like, I'm alone and they seem busy.
Yeah. No, it just gets awkward.
And this was also the fattest I got.
Ooh.
You remember that? Like double chin meat and like man boobs.
When do I not remember that?
First of all, hurtful. But I there's a picture that, like, I posted a picture of me in like a Boba Fett suit, but I had to cut out the bottom half.
Oh man,
it was so embarrassing. I want to see this one right here. It was so embarrassing. Like,
oh yeah, I remember that.
Like, I had to stop it, bro.
Henry got pretty.
I was very hefty at one
pretty
point.
Pretty hefty.
Look. It's like, I took that.
You look like a Hispanic girl posting.
But look, see, everything's a selfie.
Everything from the neck up.
Except for that one. I had to ask someone for this picture. Go with the Boba Fett model. Because I want to. And it's a full body, but I don't like how my body looks.
You want it to look like Mandalorian armor?
Yeah. It really made me sad. I look not my best.
It's okay.
But yeah. It was an interesting convention. All right.
No,
dang, that was really long.
Hey, but it's okay. We're talking about Star Wars today.
We are, then. So, Celebration was... So the Celebration, okay. I went to was great.
This is our stories and our stuff. So.
And I think that's one of the few moments the nerd community really gets together. And again, I felt nervous, but anytime I'd ask, no one was mean to me.
Yeah.
They were like, hell yeah. And I'm like...
It's because everybody gets it all the time. Everybody's always coming up and like, hey, can you take a picture? And like, I've gotten it a couple times too, where they're trying to take a picture of this cool suit, and they're like, hey... Deadshot, do you want to take? Could you take a picture? I'm like, oh, me? Yeah, no problem. And then they hand me the phone. And I'm like, oh, all right, no problem. And then I take a selfie real quick and then give it back to them.
Nice.
That's what you gotta do.
You see, I just went in a Boba Fett t-shirt and shorts. I looked sad.
You gotta dress the part if you're gonna go to one of those conventions.
I didn't have any money.
I know, but I'm saying for next time.
Yeah, now I know.
Those are fun. Like, if you dress up, like, people...
Me and Joel had a plan of him going as... Do you remember Porkins from episode 4?
I remember.
Fat pilot?
Yeah.
Johan would have been Porkins.
So he would have had like a donut with him, like the suit.
The orange jumpsuit.
The orange jumpsuit, and you would have been the ship.
He's not riding me, that'd kill me.
or you could be the TIE fighter that takes him down.
Darth Vader. I think Darth Vader kills him.
That would be cool. Yeah, or he's dressed up as Porkins, and he has like fire behind
also,
him.
Also, the fact that they named him Porkins.
Well, he was chunky. I mean, I would have called you.
Lived up to the name. Fuck. I was known.
I mean, probably that statue of Boba Fett looked at you, and that's why he was turning the other way.
Wow, hurtful.
I don't know. Hurtful. I would have given.
You know what the word is? Anyway, no, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say, but yeah. But yeah, it was. Conventions are fun.
They're pretty cool.
I just wish I knew how it was with people.
Yeah, I know. If you don't know how to talk to people, it gets really awkward. But
yeah, there were times I was so alone, especially line waiting.
Dude, it's super boring. Did you bring a charger at least?
Yeah, I had a portable charger.
Okay, good.
The worst part was, so this is the time where, again, I was so broke as a kid.
Yeah.
Well, this was like, what, 4 years ago?
You were a kid.
Yeah, so I was 18? Yeah, just turned 18. Yeah. So I just come off my first job.
Math. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I really didn't have any money, mm-hmm. and so I had the plan where I had limited like 4G.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, like 4 gigabytes.
Yeah, and in the middle of the day it ran out.
That sucks.
So oh my god, anytime I'd have to wait like. I had
2 hours.
Yeah, so like when you had to Google like where you wanted to go or what time something was,
uh-huh.
I'd be like, I can't. This is gonna take 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's gonna load up real fast. So there were Wi-Fi sections.
There was like 5,000 people in there.
The like Wi-Fi would have been fast.
Shut up. So it was just I was also the I hated it because I was also like, hey, do you know where this is? Do you know where this is? And they're like, no. Oh, it's over there. And then I get there and they're like, no, that's on the other side. And I'm like,
oh, wrong side, bud. Yeah, basically.
But yeah, so
that's how conventions are. They're just.
But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Most of them are people that are just helping out too, so that half of them don't know either. Like, hey, where's the bathroom? I think down there on your left.
Yeah.
You go there's like a raid party, and you're like, cool. You just pee.
I still have to pee.
Yeah, you just pee on the floor. Yeah, it happens.
But yeah, all right. Oh. They also low key kind of spoiled the fact that they're making another Lego Star Wars game.
Well, no, they announced it.
Yeah, but they did it before. I don't know how to say it. Like one of the voice actors for it.
Supposedly, they said that they're gonna do the whole 9 movies.
I would imagine so.
With Rogue One and probably Solo as well, like everything. Like they're putting everything together, and I was like, this sounds pretty cool. So it's a 9 episode game each. Yeah, no, it sounds pretty cool. I played all of them.
Yeah,
except The Force Awakens and the
I haven't played the new ones.
I don't think they even made a Last Jedi because of how bad it did.
Yeah, no one wants to.
No.
Also, I don't. Maybe it's just me. Like I get the Lego movie stuff, but yeah. The Lego Star Wars games, you don't have to talk.
Yeah, but they talk.
Yeah, now they do.
The originals were better.
I like the original because they didn't talk.
They didn't talk. Well, none of the originals talked either.
Yeah, they just didn't.
They were like, and then somebody blows up, and then they run away.
And those random noises.
And they made it better because it gave it to more of your imagination. But now like, you give them a voice, and it's just like, I didn't want him to have that voice. Lex Luthor sounds super. I'm just going to be quiet.
Yeah.
Lego Batman 2 was not great. I hated that game.
Oh, the game. How was it? Damn, come on.
Yeah, no. Not yet. Spoilers.
Good stuff. What was it? Oh yeah. Oh, the Clone Wars. The TV show is coming back. They had the announcements and they showed more. Well, they've been announced, but they showed more clips and holy crap, am I excited?
Is it good?
Yeah, bro. You've never watched it, right?
I've watched some of the Clone Wars. I got kind of bored.
There's some episode where you're like, there's no point.
It's like the first episode.
It's season five. No, season 4 and 5 that are really good. Because that's the whole mall thing.
Oh, then I gotta watch that.
Yeah, season 4 and season 5. And then the last few episodes with them blaming the murder of some Jedi on Ahsoka.
Yeah.
That was good, too.
I just couldn't get into the weird faces they had. Like, Anakin's like butt chin like threw me off so hard.
Dang.
Like, I hated it. I was just like, I don't want to watch this show.
No, I love the show. It also made me love the clones so much more.
They all sound the same.
Exactly. That beautiful.
They're literally talking to themselves.
Even though it's a white guy doing a New Zealand accent.
Hey, but he did pretty good.
He did really good.
He did actually, I think, better than
don't,
the original.
Don't insult Tamora Morrison.
Yeah. That's
or,
why.
Or you do mean the original?
No. Tamora, whatever his name
don't
is.
Don't you dare insult.
Yeah.
I'm going to insult Aquaman's father.
That's what I was about to say. He's so low that he had to bang a fish.
Also, he's going to be in the Dora the Explorer movie.
Is he really? No, he is. He's the one that kidnaps her,
he's
right?
He's the main villain.
And he's bald.
I love that this man's getting work.
Oh, man. It's because he just looks like a bad guy.
I mean...
He's always played as a bad
also
guy.
Also, his voice.
Come here, girl. I'm gonna... New Zealand.
The way he said, hola, Dora. And I'm like, oh, you even sound hot in Spanish. What up?
That's pretty cool.
But
yeah, Dora the Explorer, go watch it. That's going to be a great movie. I heard Machete's in there, too. So, yeah.
It's like, since us Latinos can't get a hero yet, we get Dora. And I'm not even mad, but come on.
I just want the monkey.
Can you imagine if Boots just comes out, what's up,
what's up, Holmes? And you're like, whoa.
Dora, are we going to kill these fools?
And Dora's like, Boots, it's okay. They're my parents.
All right, but you say something, I'll shank him right now, Dora.
He has, like, a shank in his boot. He has, like, three.
They don't call me Boos for nothing. I'll stomp these fools.
And they're red. So
the blood doesn't even show.
They won't even know, man. They're rubber. It comes off.
What kind of monkey has blue hair?
Technically, he's yellow at the tips. He has frosted tips, remember?
Gay. I almost did frosted tips growing up. And then my friend that was gay that I didn't know had frosted tips. And then when he came out to be gay, I was like, whoa, Jonathan. Whoa. He looked like a hot rat.
First of all, let's not say that anyone that had frosted tips was gay.
I'm going to say it. Backstreet Boys, all queers. I'm going to cut all this stuff out.
I think only one of them was gay.
Was he?
Yeah, the one was gay.
I don't know, but the early 2000s, everyone had frosted tips. Ricky, what's his name?
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin had him too.
I thought he was straight.
No offense to anybody gay, but it's just like, I think everyone that had the Hot Wheels flame freaking fire hair, I think turned out to be gay eventually. And I almost had him, and I was almost gay. yeah. Hey, Henry, did you ever have him? no comment. Back to the Clone Wars.
Yeah, Clone.
They had frosted tips.
Some of them actually did. I also liked how they were not every clone like had the same hairstyle. They were like, no, I'm gonna shave my head or I'm gonna
have my own personality.
Yeah, they all had their own personality, yeah. Cool. Which was great. So I loved the show, and also they said that they brought in Ray Park to do some motion capture. So the final fight between him and Ahsoka in this season is actually
That's like, pretty cool.
So. I'm excited for that.
That's pretty neat.
It is.
What's it called? I liked how in Phantom Menace, I just rewatched it like a day ago. Or like 2 days ago. Remember when he picks up the, like that rock or that rubble to hit the door?
Oh, yeah.
For it to open?
He didn't fit it. It's just...
Why don't, when they fight as Jedis, why don't they use the Force and do things like Darth Maul did? Like, if you think about it, episode 2, okay, Dooku grabs the metal thing. Like, brings it down, and it's just like, oh, and then pushes him away.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like, you have Force powers, you see a rock, you're like, chucking little things.
I mean, Darth Vader does it in Empire Strikes Back.
What, he grabs the gun?
No. Do you remember, like, when he was fighting Luke? He kind of just, again, he kind of stops, and he's just, it's funny to me, because he straight up, like, points his lightsaber down, and then he's just, Luke's just getting hit with boxes.
He's like, Ow, Dad!
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's like, that's one of the clunkiest parts of the fight, too, because it's just Mark Hamill just swinging at, like, a giant box with a lightsaber and missing, and then Darth Vader just staring.
But it's like, I think more fights. Like, I have not seen a thing like that from Force Awakens and on.
In canon, something they say, like, a Jedi can't do it to certain other, like, Sith or Jedi because they're too powerful because they can kind of block it.
Yeah.
But there are times I'm like, so... For me, it's always, why don't you just kill General Grievous? Just crush him, you know? Because they do it
seriously,
with the
Force. He's metal.
Because you remember in the cartoon, like the actual cartoon
mm-hmm.
that came out? Do you remember, they gave him an explanation as to why he's breathing funny.
Because they crushed his...
Mace Windu crushed his... His, like...
In the cartoon that's like 30 minutes long, that all those shorts.
Yeah.
Dude, that... I love that.
We should do a review of that.
We'll do it later on. What's it called? It's like 30 minutes. 37 minutes, I think, in total.
I think an hour, actually.
Yeah, because I've seen it on YouTube, and I was like, man, this is cool. I wanted to do that whole reenactment of when he's, like, hunting down, like, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, in Lego. Because nobody's done it. And I was just like, I kind of want to do that.
It's pretty cool. And they make him look... It's like, they make him look really badass.
They make him look scary, too.
Yeah.
And then when he came
out... He also killed Shaggy.
Yeah, he did.
But in episode 3, he didn't do anything.
He didn't kill him. He literally disintegrated.
He stomped him,
disintegrated his body. Like, it wasn't even there. It was pretty bad. It was brutal. That's how brutal Grievous is, and then he made him into a big puss freaking episode 3.
Yeah.
Hello, General Grievous.
Are you Kenobi?
Yes.
he's talking to himself.
In the mirror.
Alright, you got this, Grievous.
He's trying to make his voice better, and he's like, Argh!
I'm in Mace Windu.
So,
but yeah, also Mace Windu's like against like 1,000 battle droids by himself, no lightsaber.
He was pretty badass.
Where he used them as punching bags.
Yeah.
If only we could see Samuel L. Jackson do that.
Yeah, he's too old now.
Yeah, now
way too old.
But yeah, so that was exciting. Was there anything else? I feel like there's something and I'm missing it. We talk about The Rise of Skywalker.
Do it.
My dude.
Where were you when you saw the trailer?
At lunch at work.
Nice.
And then I just get a call from Johan. Excuse my French here. Henry, have you seen it? And I'm like, have you seen what? He's like, it just dropped. And I'm like,
ew.
It just dropped right now, the trailer. And I'm like, oh God, let me see. I was napping at lunch.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah, so I saw it and then I was like, holy crap. I mean, it was interesting in the beginning. I'm like, all right, so Rey's jumping over. All right, cool.
And then it showed like a little.
Yeah, so it didn't like blow me away. It was cool. And I always like, I got excited. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And I hear Luke's voice and I'm like, oh, he's back. All right, Force Ghost. Nice, dope.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, here, and seeing this other stuff, I'm like, okay, Poe looks like he's getting a big role. I haven't seen Rose in any of this. I guess they're going to kill her off or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I hear Luke say, oh, no one's ever gone. And I'm expecting, like, I swear, I'm like, what if Obi-Wan comes back? What if I just hear a, hello there? And
yeah, like, I want Obi-Wan.
But then I hear the,
yeah. And I'm like, it was super cool.
I creamed my pants.
Basically. So the first time I watched the Force Awakens trailer, that gave me chills. Because it's been, like, a while since we had a Star Wars movie. I was like, oh, my gosh, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, especially the Han Solo moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Chewie.
It's like, Chewie, we're home. And I'm like, and I was like, so, and then when Last Jedi came out, the trailer didn't really do much for me. And then when I saw this one, I don't know, he captured that, like,
childhood,
I don't
want to
say,
essence.
Like, that spirit again. I was just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then towards the end, like, when he was saying, no one's ever gone. And I was like, oh man, so Luke's probably back, because I heard his voice. And then it's like, it was the Joker. But no, it was Palpatine, and I was just like, holy crap. And then when I showed my parents, and Melanie told me, she was like, hey, did you texted me that the trailer dropped? I'm like, yeah, come and see it. So we all watched it, and my parents just looked at each other like, okay. And then me and Melanie were like, because we heard Palpatine. So it was pretty cool.
I love it.
That was a great trailer. They did a really good job. It was super cool.
I was pumped. I was, so I take my lunch and, like, I go to, like, an IHOP parking lot because there's a tree there for shade.
Yeah.
And my boss can't bother me.
Yeah.
I don't work at IHOP, by the way.
Yeah, you don't.
Huh.
I haven't been to IHOP in a while.
I haven't. I need some pancakes.
That sounds pretty good. Bro. Anyways,
let's get some pancakes.
Later. Yeah,
but anyway,
we'll get them later.
So I was just sitting there, and again, I was napping, and I'm, like, out of nowhere, I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And there was, like, some like, people working on, like, doing yard work for the IHOP.
So
don't make a joke.
Oh, damn it.
I swear to God.
I was about to.
I saw your face, too. I'm like, don't you dare. And I was, and they just, like,
was it your uncles?
Wow, you had to. You really had to? Could you not have?
I was just going to say, was it more the Hispanic? But then you made me feel like I should offend you more.
Well, thanks. Yes, they were Hispanic. They were my people. And they just see me spaz out in
my
car.
People.
Shut up, Steve. You're just a pale one.
No, I'm just a Grievous in the bunch. I'm not force sensitive.
Well, yeah.
Nobody likes me. Anyways.
And you die like a punk.
At least I die in the hands of Obi-Wan.
True.
By my own blaster.
Someone said.
Was it my blaster?
Yeah, it was.
Wow, what a butthole.
Obi-Wan straight up took this man's gun and shot. Have you realized twice Obi-Wan's been on a ledge and killed two people? Well, killed.
Technically. Well, is Grievous even dead? I know he's not even dead.
He's dead.
No. In 3, that's it?
Yeah.
No.
In, like, Legends and stuff, they've taken his body.
Because he's a robot. I mean, he can still survive his mind.
It's his brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you not see his head exploded?
Oh, shoot, you're right.
Yeah.
No.
So, but in, like, Legends, they've used his body and, like, connected it to like, an actual, like, android-type thing.
Yeah.
And he started, like, killing people again.
Nice.
It's not
cool.
Canon anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. But yeah, you're right. Obi-Wan has been on a ledge.
Yeah, think about it. He's the master of the low and high ground.
Man. That's why nobody can get him, except Vader.
Well, because he gave up. Well, he let him.
So Vader was, he was just like, just kill me, it's fine.
He's just not good on even ground.
He's not. Because
Count Dooku beat him.
Yeah. Dooku beat him. What?
Every time he faces Dooku, Dooku punks him, if you think about it.
Well, I was going to say, Dooku punked Anakin the first time. Chopped off his arm, pushed him away.
Electrocuted him.
And then electrocuted him. Yeah. And then didn't...
Obi-Wan kind of put up a fight.
He put up a fight, but didn't he bring down, like, metal on him too? Or, like, push him out? Like,
no, what happened? So, Anakin just rushed it like an idiot.
Anakin, no!
I'm taking him. No! Anakin, no! Ah! Ah! So he's out for, like, 5 minutes. And yeah. Then you see Obi-Wan just, like, duel it out.
And then he gets electrocuted, gets knocked out, right?
No. Count Dooku tries to electrocute him. Obi-Wan blocks it with his lightsaber.
That's what it was, okay.
And then they fight for, like, a minute.
But what happens to Obi-Wan?
Dooku is, like, they're, like, talking and, like, parrying. And then he's like, I would have expected more. And then he, like, chops at his leg. Cuts his leg. Doesn't cut it off.
Yeah.
Like, cuts it. And then cuts his arm.
Yeah.
Again, doesn't chop anything off. He just slices.
I know. Dooku, it's because of the way his sword's positioned. Yeah.
But yeah, so you just hear Obi-Wan, oh!
English, oh. And then does he get pushed?
No, so he's on the ground and Dooku's like about to do the final blow.
Yeah.
and then Anakin just jumps in and saves him. Yeah. And then Obi-Wan throws him his lightsaber and now he's dueling two lightsabers.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty cool scene.
Yeah, but then in the third one, he's like, hello, Dooku. And then he gets punked because he gets knocked out like immediately.
He's like, he rushes in for like a second, then he throws him.
He does what Anakin would do in the second episode, and then he doesn't die. Freaking idiot.
Yeah.
I still love Obi-Wan. I forgive him for his mistakes. Nobody's...
Wait, I think we should do like a Jedi ranking one of these days.
Yeah, we should.
Even though we clearly know who's going to win. Qui-Gon.
Anakin. Oh my god, Qui-Gon. You're right. Oh, I only saw him in one movie.
Liam Neeson always wins.
And he dies. Dang, dude. Liam Neeson was awesome.
Yeah, I feel like they should have used him more.
Supposedly he had more roles in the second movie.
But they cut it out.
But since they wanted to kill off someone.
I don't know.
A blow to the stomach. I mean, Darth Maul got chopped in half. And he survived. A blow to the stomach. He didn't get chopped in the heart.
I'm pretty sure
it was in the gut. Look it up.
Anyway,
I see this movie more than you do.
That's debatable.
Phantom Menace?
Again, debatable. I've seen it a lot.
Do you know every quote?
Most.
This is where I live. Oh, Jar Jar. The
Misa called Jar Jar Binks. Your humble servant.
The non blackface character. Like it was full racist. Jeez, Lucas. What the heck are you thinking, man?
I mean, he was black. Alright, in Lego Star Wars, it's right in the hip.
Well, yeah, it's the only place where you can cut him. Look, watch. I'm telling you. It's not in the heart. It's right in the stomach. He could have survived that.
Samuel L. Jackson keeps saying that Mace Windu is alive.
That's what I'm saying.
I love that.
He gets his hands, both of his arms get cut off. No! We'll make this voice. I'll do Obi-Wan. You keep doing this. My master's gonna win because he's the best. My master's gonna win because he's the best.
Stop moving.
Oh man. Master, you got this.
Oh, that is the stomach.
I told you.
Oh, that is his stomach.
I like how he flips himself there too. Like he's going down, but he goes.
One last moment.
No! Master. Destroyers. That sucks. Having your master die in front of you.
It does. Ugh,
but Obi-Wan never got that to happen to him. He saw his Padawan die in front of him.
I mean, he did it.
And he's the one who freaking caused it. Man.
I mean, like, Obi-Wan has, like, the most OG moments if you think about it.
Like what?
Well, first of all, he technically killed, like, again, asterisk on the word killed, but he killed the first Sith Lord in over 1,000 years.
Who?
Darth Maul.
Oh, that's true.
That was the first one that the Jedi had seen in over 1,000 years.
That's pretty cool if you think about it.
And like, so these Jedi, the Jedi have trials to become a knight.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan didn't have to take them.
Why?
Because he killed a Sith Lord.
He was with Qui-Gon over here.
Wow. he made an interesting motion, but no, so... Because a Jedi has to take, like, certain tests of, like, hardship and crap like that.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan never had to take those.
Yeah, because he took out Darth Maul.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, he killed a Sith. Jedi.
Promote him, please.
Exactly.
So he was a Padawan.
Yeah, he was a Padawan.
That's freaking cool. That's why he had the little rat tail.
Yeah, that's why he had the rat tail.
His haircut. The thing is, if you watch that movie, his haircut is retarded.
Extremely. So,
no, I'm sorry to be using that word, but like, there's certain moments where it looks normal, and then it's like they buzz cut him. Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck? Well, why? It's because whenever they were doing that, I guess they were off shooting, and they were like, your hair's too long. Just shaved it real quick, and then that kind of sucks. I heard also, real quick side note, every time you do a movie or a show or anything, you know how everybody has the same haircut always?
Yeah.
You have to get a haircut in the morning and do that always, and you always have, like, hair on you while you're acting.
Oh, God.
Unless you switch out your shirt.
Or you have, like, a wig.
Yeah, or... If you're getting your hair cut while you're using the same thing you're going to be wearing the whole day, that would suck.
Oh, God, can you imagine how itchy?
Because remember, everybody has to have the same hair because the movie is a year long to make, for example, but everybody has the same consistent hair.
Yeah, that's true.
That would suck. Because it's early in the morning. 6 a.m., you go in, trailer, cut your hair, start shooting at 7.
Can you imagine for the people who have to put, like, suits on and crap? Like, are all the plastic...
Remember the puppet guy in Star Wars.
Took 6 guys to operate Jabba the Hutt.
That sucks, man.
But yeah, what were we talking about?
Star Wars Celebration. That's why we're still talking about Star Wars.
Just talking about Star Wars. And, Oh, we were talking about the Clone Wars!
Were we?
Yeah, that's how we got to Maul.
Oh, yeah. And his spider legs.
Yeah. So...
Those are cool.
And we finally get to see... I think they're leading up, like, right to the moment of Order 66.
Oh, neato.
So, okay. We get to see it through, like, the clone's perspective.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. So, I'm excited. And, was there any... Oh, we were also talking about... Oh, no, we weren't talking about... I think we'd finished. We're talking about Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, we
Palpatine.
Were.
Palpatine!
Yeah, we're talking about Palpatine's laugh. He laughs like the Joker.
Go Not for really. Papa Palpatine.
I don't know. What are you most excited about this movie? What do you think they're... So, clearly, they already gave it away that Palpatine's going to be in the movie, right?
But we don't know how.
Yeah, but that's a big reveal. What is an even bigger reveal to top that?
So the thing is, right, I'm hearing this a lot, and I'm seeing it a lot of places. Like, this episode 9 is like, how would I say? It's kind of like a fixing of episode 8. So they're not going to do anything really risky.
Yeah.
Because look what happens when they did.
I mean... In ways, I hated the movie, but I liked its action.
Exactly.
Accent.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
There is no Star Wars movie that I hate.
Yeah. I like them all. They're all great. But the actions he took, like, Snoke was this big, powerful dude, and then out of nowhere, he just gets cut. And I was just like, all right, well, it was
Now
stupid.
I have no interest in the villain.
Yeah.
Now Kylo Ren, it's just a lot of things.
And he's not that big of a villain.
Yet. So, episode 9 is basically a service to the fans. It's like, all right, we're going to give you everything you like. Here's Palpatine, because we know you liked him.
Yeah.
So,
no, we were supposed to hate him.
Yeah, but we like him as a villain.
He's a great villain.
Truly is one of the, I think, like, top 5
Didn't
villains of all time.
Did he kill Lord Bane? Or what was his name?
Plagueis.
It was Plagueis? Yeah. Because he was telling him in episode 3, he's like, you know, I knew Plagueis.
Have you heard of the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? Holy crap, I am good at that.
And
voice.
Anakin's buggers are coming out and he's looking at him.
No. No. Who's that?
Who's that? It'd be cool. Does he know immortality? He's like, yes, yes.
Does he know pod racing?
Are you an angel?
Does he like sand? I don't like him if he likes sand.
He starts like, he has like a temper tantrum.
Why are we making Anakin like a 3-year-old?
Because he is. Everyone hates him. Just think about it.
The thing is, there's a rumor that Hayden Christensen is going to make an appearance.
Have you seen those screenshots of him like with like a mohawk?
Yeah.
And like with like 2 lightsabers? Well, where is that from?
He made a movie with, what's that, the crazy actor, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's where it's
they're
from.
They're like witch hunters.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been seeing that, and people have been, like, editing in the lightsabers, and I was like, that looks sick.
It does.
That'd be cool if it was, like, before episode 3, like, it was episode 2, because he has long hair.
Again,
by then.
I wish I'd seen Anakin with a beard.
Yeah.
Because Hayden Christensen really pulls off a beard.
He does. He does a really good job. But the thing is, babyface Hayden, I can deal with that, too.
Yeah, too. He's a handsome fella.
He can do, he can do both, so.
Except episode 2.
But now he's chunky.
Well, yeah.
Slightly.
Well, he's not... Oh, he's not episode 3 where he had, like, a 6-pack.
You mean a 7-pack?
I think he had an 8.
Yeah, I think he had an 8, too.
Man, Christensen got ripped.
Dude was ripped. Just like Spider-Man from... what's his name?
Oh, Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
For that one scene?
Man. Ripped. Seriously, you know, after that scene when they when he fell asleep, they literally stopped production for 3 months for him to get ripped. Then he came back on set and he was ripped.
Really?
He did. Seriously, they stopped the movie. He had to, because if you see the movie before that,
oh, he was he's chunky.
Super skinny. No.
Oh, he's skinny? He's
skinny as hell. Watch the movie. Right when he's looking in the mirror, he has no tone. After the thing, literally, I think it took like either 3 months or at least 2 months. He got super.
He had to get jacked.
Did you see how jacked he was? Like his abs.
I saw it. I remember that his as a kid.
Abs
I'm like,
freaking washboard abs, man. So.
And also, I remember because, like, for me, it's also. He also had, like, veins on his arms and crap. And yeah. I'm like, holy hell.
Dude, it's crazy. But enough of Spider-Man. Sorry. Marvel owns everything, so that's why we can Disney. Include him.
Actually, Marvel owns the comics for.
Well, Star Sony Wars. Owns Spider-Man, though.
Yeah, Sony doesn't. But yeah.
But does Marvel own the Star Wars comics?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that. But they're owned by Disney, so Disney yeah, exactly. owns them anyway, so.
And oh, but the comics are getting. Oh, speaking of which, they're making new runs for in the comic areas for.
You were telling me something about that. Well, you were telling me about the DC stuff getting like scary.
Oh, they're making horror based DC comics.
Yeah,
and I am excited and scared.
Black, Redburn, Blackburn.
Oh, Brightburn.
Brightburn.
Also, it's coming out.
We gotta go see that movie.
We do.
That movie looks pretty sick.
But yeah, so a lot of stuff coming up, man.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
But no, the trailer was awesome. You guys, if you haven't seen it, you've probably seen it by
I'll
now.
I'll probably be more in depth with it. We'll have our theories and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because, again, as y'all know, I can go deep into some Star Wars news.
Oh, yeah. No, we all know.
And, so, well, basically anything.
So it'd be good.
I go on tangents a lot.
We all go. And that's what kind of makes the podcast fun. Yeah. But speaking of. Oh, what's it called? Tangents.
Ah, yes.
You're gonna. Hopefully, you guys won't be too angry or upset or anything. The 10 or 15 people that listen to us, I think our thing's like a 15.
It's
right
getting
now.
Better.
It's like a steady 15. I'm not renouncing my throne, but I'm kind of renouncing my throne with Johan. So.
Steven's taking a hiatus.
Yeah, I need to deal with some medical things and some personal things in my life. So. I just kind of want to deal with that, but I'm also, you know, like if Henry or Johan want to invite me back, like I'm still gonna do it. Like if we watch Star Wars, I'll be here. Like
yeah,
or what's it called, the Avengers?
Endgame. See, he's not gone yet. We're gonna have a few episodes left of this season.
Yeah, like I'll go and, but editing and everything will be done by either Henry or Johan.
So if you see a lack in quality, you know why.
No,
I'm still
the
learning.
Mic's still pretty good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But that's why I'm gonna head out and hopefully you guys will have fun with them. Put down in the comments if you like Johan. So then, like, this is the end of season one. Season two begins whenever the hell they start doing their stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be editing this one,
and I think we'll have one more with Endgame. Me and you. I want that to be like the end, the season finale.
That one's the season finale.
Yeah. This
okay.
this well we're announcing it now, but so
yeah.
The season
okay.
finale is going to be Endgame, me and you reviewing it,
okay.
probably Johan too, and then we'll season
yeah.
two is
if
just...
If we can, we can bring Cameron too. We'll end
too.
It on a big
here's note. Here's the other thing. Vote who you want to be the co-host.
Yeah.
You'll want Cam or Johan, because y'all have had a bit of both.
Yeah. Johan has his own podcast, so the thing is, he's good, but I'm not going to say the quality will dip, but it's more of the... Whenever I would edit or anything, I'd put it immediately the same day. So, like, this one's probably going to come out either tomorrow or Wednesday. So, I'll have it done. Like,
yeah.
Or if not, tonight. Like, I can quickly just edit this because there's only, like, one thing I got to edit. So,
yeah,
that's it.
I think we cussed once.
Yeah. So, it was
And
crazy.
Also, heads up.
Oh, yeah.
Johan's not as filtered as us. We try to keep the thing clean, me and Steven.
Yeah.
For, you
just
know...
Just personal issues. Personal things that we...
Personal preference. We don't want to be too...
Explicit,
but I'm not going to lie to y'all. Johan brings a...
He brings a storm.
He brings a certain taste. And, it's not just going to be Johan. You know, I'll have a... Basically, it sounds kind of weird, but I'm going to be captaining the ship for a little bit.
Yeah, no. And you have
all the things to do. I've showed you how to edit and do all that stuff. So she should be good.
It's going to be an interesting few next season. It's going to be still going to be Pizza Time Podcast. I'm not switching the name or nothing. I like it.
Yeah, no, that's a good name. It was hard for us to
think. Oh, my God. It took like 3 days.
So
You think it's easy. It's not.
Yeah, because I'm trying to do a podcast also. I'm going to be like reading like scary stories. And I'm looking at names right now to do. And I have like over 50 names. And some sound crappy and then some sound pretty decent. But I'm going to be posting those whenever I have time. So it's more of a personal thing. I just like to read. And I'll put like scary noises in the background, like a certain sound and stuff. So it'll be good. And if you guys want to check it out, I'll announce it when we do our last podcast.
Yeah.
Because I still don't have a name. And I have some stories. I just don't have any names.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool. If you guys want to listen to that, I'll help them out if they help me out. Because now I'm a rogue warrior. I'll be back. I'm not leaving forever.
He's probably just one season. He'll be back. But he's got to take care of some personal stuff. We know. We have always said that we're not really making much. We're not in it to make money off of this. We joke about it, and maybe one day, maybe. Hopefully, please. well, we could profit from this and maybe make a career, but probably not.
I don't think so.
I really doubt that. This is more for fun.
Yeah.
We have lives outside of this. We can't really control. Steven's been unhealthy for a good minute.
Yeah, some stuff came up. But hey, at least we've been a podcast that have been giving you quality. Quality hearing, at least.
Well, yeah.
The sound isn't bad.
Yeah, what's up?
We give you 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, almost 2 hour podcast. Depends. About us just ranting.
And some of y'all enjoy listening to us ranting.
And again, some of y'all enjoy it, and then some probably don't, or probably do. I don't know.
Y'all hear my heavy breathing all the time, which...
The feedback is really not the greatest, but we can...
We've also made two great friends out of this.
Yeah, exactly. What's it called? Flip it and reverse it.
No, I was gonna, but I was like, he always changes his name. Do we have to say his real name? He said it on it. Denzel.
It's Denzel.
The homie Jasmine. Denzel and Jasmine. We made good friends with
them. I've only met Denzel. I've heard Jasmine when you did your podcast with them. She sounds cool. She sounds like devil's advocate. Like kind of like when I like. I know she probably argues a lot with Denzel. Like, Denzel would be like, I like
that's
this.
That's the fun of the podcast, exactly. Honestly.
You always have to have one...
differing viewpoints.
Exactly.
And believe me, with me and Johan, we can hardly ever agree on many things.
I'm just afraid that you guys will go on even more rants.
Oh, most likely.
Because with Johan, I know he'll go on a rant, and he'll keep going. And the thing is, he'll be on his phone the whole time.
That too.
So you gotta mention him to the side.
That's it. So, thing is... I'm going to be taking the reins of this of the show is kind of the end point of this.
You might have some solo episodes too.
I'm also going to have some solo episodes where I'll just probably do a movie. I think I'm going to do the Shazam review alone.
Which one?
The Shazam.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that alone probably. Maybe I'll invite Cam.
We'll do it right now. It's good.
Watch it. Awesome. Please go watch
Way better than Aquaman.
That's it. Actually, yeah. Better than Captain Marvel. Yeah. Come on. You had a lot more fun with it.
Yeah, I had way more fun with that one. I actually laughed.
Yeah.
I think I laughed like once. It's because of her sarcasm. And then this one is it's just like a kid at heart.
And it's like the most realistic thing if a kid got superpowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd try to make money off it. Hell yeah.
Hands.
Also, I would, spoilers, I'd go to a strip club.
Yeah. And eat those free wings.
Exactly.
That's the only reason he
went.
I would go.
For the free wings.
Free money. I mean, not free money. Free food.
Well, you could... Technically, he shocked the ATM.
Yeah, that is true.
He's
a billionaire.
Batman?
Yeah, exactly.
Get him, Batman.
Yeah, I'm Batman.
But yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah. Really recommend it. So,
he'll be doing that.
I think it's the... I'd say second best DC movie.
I could do that. What's the first? And it better not be Justice League.
It's not.
And it better not be Batman versus Superman. Not. I know, it's Batman and Robin.
No, it's Wonder Woman. Like DCEU-wise. Like the stuff they have now.
Okay, so it's...
If I had to, like, rank them...
Wonder Woman, Shazam, Aquaman.
Ooh, ain't that just a shock? And then Batman vs Superman.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, actually, Justice League. I like Justice League. I like all of them.
It was
all
right.
Again, I don't... I can't... That's the thing with me is I can't hate things that I like. Like, superhero stuff, I can't hate it.
Yeah.
I can't hate Star Wars. There's nothing I hate. Well, never mind. I can't say that I don't like... No, even towards the end, I started liking Rebels.
I never liked Rebels.
I didn't in the beginning.
I liked the animation because it was better than Clone Wars, but I didn't like... No. Yeah.
Clone Wars was better.
No.
Agree to disagree. Well,
I just hated that butt chin, like I was saying.
Everything was sharp.
They looked more decent. Like, they looked like people. Instead of, I'm hating Christian with this huge chin over here.
I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi with a sharp beard.
Yeah, like a sharp, like, edged beard. Like, it was cool. He looked cool, but Hayden Christensen, he needed a beard.
Yeah.
I think that would have helped him out. For the Clone Wars, that's it.
Beard.
But yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. But have fun with Henry and Johan and Cameron.
And I'll probably bring other people.
But just, yeah. No. But just in the comments, like, mention... who you guys want.
Denzel's coming back.
Yeah, you guys are doing one of
these episodes. We're gonna do some theories for Infinity. No, God, I keep saying Endgame.
Yeah.
Me and him are gonna do some theories about that. I'm just starting this journey. My co-pilot has to leave for a little bit, but
engines are failing.
Yeah. He's.
My engines.
He was the Han Solo to my Chewbacca, and he just got stabbed by his son.
I just got stabbed by my son, so I'll be back. Because remember, nobody ever dies.
No one's ever truly gone.
He clearly died.
He fell
down the freaking
chasm, and got stabbed in the heart.
Watch him fall like Luke, and then grab on, and then Yoda picked him up.
But yeah, so
one of the air vents.
Yeah, so again, I hope y'all take to me as well as yeah. Well. I think y'all have taken well to me. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I really don't know. No one ever comments. Please start commenting.
That one chick did.
Heidenrock.
I think so, yeah. She was like, Henry is awesome.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Hold on. Let's see if there's anything on the podcast. If anyone's commented anything new. Yeah, I really don't think so.
I don't know either.
See reviews. My sister. They all right.
She gave us 4 stars.
Sabine, what the hell?
Yeah, seriously, I got so angry. I was like, what the freak? Just give us 5. And here's
the nameless cat. You need to listen to these guys. The loveliest voice-cracking voices you'll ever hear.
Your voice cracks.
My voice doesn't crack.
Well, you breathe heavy.
Jenny, bro, they are amazing. I live for this podcast. I would give a lung for this. I like it. Rosie... the first person we don't really know.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. Check these guys out. They talk about a great variety of subjects and have a really great back and forth. Shout out to Rosie1193. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the homies at Ask Why, well, the homie Ask Why Not, Denzel.
Yeah.
One of my new favorite podcasts. Definitely check these guys out for all things Marvel and DC. So, yeah.
Nice. You know,
check us out.
Yeah. Help us out, please.
You know.
We need sponsors.
Yeah, well, I need sponsors now, Steven. We'll shout his new podcast out when he comes out with it.
Yeah, whenever it comes out. I still need to think of a name.
But he has his own stuff going on, and
yeah,
I'll.
But yeah, mostly with mine, I'll just be posting whenever I can. So don't expect quality, just don't expect
quantity.
And
meanwhile, here expect a ton of quantity.
Hopefully,
Qualities.
Remember, Johan was like, "Oh, I don't know if I can meet up until next Sunday or next something." So remember, there's gonna be a lot of solo ones, which I don't mind.
Yeah. So I hope y'all.
That one's you can just do them on your phone. Seriously, super simple.
Just do that.
Just record it on your thing, and you're done.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get a bigger social media presence. I'm trying to learn more a little more about that. So yeah. Thank you guys. I know we only have like 15 follow people that like genuinely listen to us, but
yeah. But hey, that's something.
That's something, and I really don't want to take that for granted. And me and Steven started this because we were bored.
We were really bored.
We were really bored.
And one day we were talking, and we were like, we should do a podcast. And then Johan was like, yeah, totally. And he never showed up, so it was just you and me.
Go check out the Fifth Quarter Podcast if you want. Not really, don't.
I'm going to beep that out.
Go check out the... No, but he's back. But hopefully. Again, thank you is what we have to say.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
For letting two great friends talk about the random crap they like.
Yeah. and hear our rants of just randomness. And today was really very everywhere.
Yeah. We tried to have something.
Talk about Star Wars, talk about Spider-Man, talk about everything.
Yeah. And again,
racism.
We said retarded.
I said retarded. I talked about gays. Like,
we talked about the gays.
It's everything. Again, no offense to anybody.
No offense to the mentally handicapped.
I
the
love
homosexual
everyone.
Community.
Everybody can do whatever they want.
Did we say anything about the Jewish?
No, we did.
Now I said something about the Jews. All of you.
We love everyone.
Don't
feel bad.
My Latin American community, who's always insulted by...
My.
Oh, now you're Latin.
No, I was just saying my. That's yours, totally.
Wow. to all my people out there. And, also to the random Hispanic community that follows, because we have listeners in Chile and stuff.
Jeez, yeah. That dude.
Oh, yeah, that dude. But anyway, muchas gracias por eso a todos los escuchantes que hablan español.
They don't even know what the hell we're saying until, like, right now, until you said something.
I mean, well, some of them probably speak... Well, if they were listening to it...
They probably tuned in for 2 seconds and went, oh, they're speaking English, and they logged out. You know, the algorithms show. We haven't had... Well, I can show you them later.
Yeah.
They're not too bad.
And also, I might do some Spanish episodes. Just, you know, to get more people involved.
I want to see that.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed that bag. Remember me and Johan went Spanish Batman and joke?
That was pretty cool.
Wasson.
You want to eat that croissant?
Croissant. But yeah, so, again, it's not a goodbye. This is a see you later. Also, because I see Steven every week.
Yeah.
A lot going on with the homie, and hopefully everything ends up great in that aspect. Because, you know, health-wise, my boy's struggling here. You think the anus jokes were jokes. They were not jokes.
Bad jokes. Freaking suck.
It's awful. I also kind of had what he had.
Yeah.
The cyst.
We both banged each other.
You're not supposed to say
that. You're not supposed to say that.
But yeah. So, it's gonna be an interesting transition, but he'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back later on. And if not, then I won't be back.
Okay, wow.
Bye, Henry. This is a goodbye to everyone. I'm not even doing that review. See you later.
Are you walking away?
All right, end it.
All right. For possibly the last time, I am Henry, and this is Pizza Time. Well, no, I thought we were going to... I was trying to do something like where you could interact with it, too.
No, I was like, possibly the last time. This is not their last time. This is my last time.
This is your last time. Well, yeah, that means you do the exit.
Okay.
Or should we do that for the next one?
Care less.
I know you don't. This is now, it's like, I'm like the mother that the father just left with a child.
I know. I mean, you just end it like normal, and then at the last episode, you guys will all be like, alright, see you, bye. And I'll be like, alright, bye, see you later.
And then I feel like Johan's gonna be a douche about it.
Oh, probably. But listen, I'm good with comebacks. Don't you worry. He'll be like, yeah, you can leave. You won't have your podcast back, blah, blah, blah. I'll be like, at least I edit my stuff and I post the same day.
Ooh.
At least we get a little bit more reviews than you.
Ooh.
At least we have people that actually comment on our stuff.
Ooh.
At least I don't go on a hiatus for 2.5 months and not
Ooh.
Post anything. And then expect people to even listen to your podcast. Oh yeah, I got like 4 or 5 people listen to me. Exactly, because everybody left. End this podcast so I can go to sleep.
Dang. All right. Thanks for listening to us. We'll be back. I think Wednesday, I'm gonna do the episode with Denzel.
Well, yeah, you'll be doing that. I'm saying for the review of Endgame, I'm gonna see it Monday. So if you guys want to do the review on
Wednesday
would be the best.
So, and also to give the people time that haven't seen it, so we're not
exactly.
Gonna spoil
I don't.
It
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to
so,
do that either.
Yeah. We're gonna. Again, this isn't a goodbye. To the homie Steven. And also, you're gonna hear my beautiful voice inside your ear holes for a good minute. For a while. So, again, thank you. Steven, you have anything you want to say?
You've thanked so many times. End this podcast.
Wow, you're a dick.
End this podcast. You said we've been on a rant for like 15 minutes. End the podcast.
What if I don't want to end it?
I know you don't want to end it. That's why you keep talking. End here. I'm going to put the mic right in front of you. End the podcast.
All
right.
This has been Pizza Time Podcast. Wait, that's not how I end it.
You don't end it like that. What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Are you about to cry because I'm leaving?
No, I had an itchy nose.
End this pod. You go and remember.
Ah, yeah.
That's what you say.
So, new episodes coming soon, guys. We're going to be more active. And remember, it's pizza time. Jesus